Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Amen. I am glad that this is a house of prayer. So I intend to lead you to pray some serious prayers first. Is that okay? As I was praying yesterday night, the Lord asked me to lead you to pray against wasters. Let me give you illustrations. I've shared this story before, but it's one of the very, very serious stories. In the year 2004, when Lagos then was watching Silverbed TV, the STV, and there was a story, also the story also made it to the Sun newspaper. The story caught my attention. There was a young boy that was riding bike, and there was hold up, and the bike scratched the vehicle of a naval officer. The man came out of the vehicle out of anger. Without asking questions, the first thing he did was to bring out his gun and he shot the boy on the head. The boy died. They got him arrested. The story went on and on. The following week, we got another details to the story, that the boy that was shot dead, the father died while the mother was pregnant. The mother died during delivery and is the only child. Now, you think that the forces of wickedness will pity the only child of two dead individuals who was riding bike to sustain his life, and they wasted him like that? The Bible said, "Have respect to covenant, for the dark places of this world is full of the habitations of cruelty." One time, my HOD stood me up in class and said, "She wants to beg me with her life. I shall reduce the way I fast and pray, and I will kill myself." But I came from a family where a woman held me by the hand and said, "I promise you, you can never rise." And when she said that statement, I took her serious. So I knew that I had signed up for a life of prayer. Do you understand what I'm saying? When people have the audacity to confront you to your face, take them serious. There's a story in the book of 2 Kings of a woman called Athaliah. She was one of the daughters of Jezebel. She lost her own child and got up out of anger and killed all the princes that should become king. She wasted all the king's seed, wasted all of them. And she hijacked the throne for 7 years. How many years? 7. Unless that someone was able to rescue a child amongst the sons, she wasted all of it. How many people were close to Jesus? 3 of them. 3. Peter, James. How did James die? He died experimentally. Herod wasn't sure. Let's experiment. We saw what Peter did and what he wrote. We saw what John did. Before James could offer us anything, they wiped him off. And when Herod saw it pleased the Jews, he went for Peter also. Pray so you will not be wasted. People get wasted on a daily basis. I like the fact that we pray in tongues, but we pray in understanding also. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you? What I'm saying, does it make sense? A prophecy went ahead of John the Baptist that he will come in the spirit and in the power of Elijah. Elijah, the one who called down fire. How did John the Baptist end up having his head as a birthday souvenir? Such mighty prophet. The head was pulled off because somebody danced well. And I've thought about this before. The Bible said he should come in the spirit and the power. But he came in the spirit, not in the power. He came in the style, eating locusts. You can have a man's style. If you don't have the power, what cannot waste him can waste you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I perceive that God is interested in the preservation of this harvest. Fortunately or unfortunately, not all of us have come from families where we can sleep with our two eyes closed. I, for one. Some people now like you, not because they loved you, but because you are the one who has. If they were to choose, they will even ask that you should die. You will not die only for your glory to start speaking. I think that prayer is not for you. Can I give you 1 minute to pray? I mention your name. I take my stand today. I refuse to be wasted. I take my stand today. I refuse to be wasted. Now, before you pray that prayer, let me share a story with you. I was on campus when I went home for break. Oh boy, pray, and don't just do corporate prayer alone. You must know how to lock yourself up and do what? Time will test those who are not praying, who say they are praying. Get what I'm saying? I came back from school, went to bed. I got back home that night around past 12. From Ile-Ife to Kano. It was a long trip. I slept that night. And I saw myself amongst many prisoners. And it was a slaughter slab. And a very huge man sat down. And he had a long register. He will call people's names and their mothers' names. And when he says, so-and-so, son of so-and-so, come out. The person will get up by himself and go to the slaughter slab and pick the black cloth and tie it on his own face by himself. That is what happens when you don't have energy. That's why I love what he was saying. There must be an energy of the spirit generated. Do you understand what I'm saying? When the fellow does that, somebody known from the person's family will come, pick a knife and slaughter the person. They called my name. Femi, come here. Call my mother's name. Somebody in the same house, we're living the same house. I noticed a force was pushing me out of that place. The force was so intense. As I struggled to get out of the gate, the fellow coming with knife is somebody who sleep and wake up in the same house. Now, to tell you that the vision was so intense, even after victory in the vision, because we fought in the vision and I dealt with that, after victory in the vision, When my father woke me up for morning devotion, as I opened the door, I collapsed. Now you hear people died in their sleep. Now I'm in the medical field, and there's always a name for it. But what name do you want to call defeat? There's going to be a medical diagnosis for it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now I want you to pray in understanding. I, Femi Lazarus, today, I take that stand on behalf of myself and my lineage. I will not be wasted. Can you take a minute and pray it? I will not be wasted. I will not be wasted. I will not be the light that never shone. I will not be the man that never got there. Oh, I will not be the sun that will set at noonday. I refuse. In the name of Jesus, I will not be wasted. I take that stand. My family will not be wasted. Sekai ne motakai, sibola yekete motai. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say that amen with fire. The one who will break family patterns will be the one who is praying exceptionally. Do you understand what I'm saying? If there's anyone here, lift your hands, everyone, that the devil has set his eyes on to waste. Now I stand in my place as a prophet. First, I erase that mark. And I say it loud and clear, you will not be wasted. Now, put your hands down. You wonder why somebody will start primary school, nothing happened. Secondary school, nothing happened. Part 1 to part 5, nothing happened. Went for NYSC, nothing happened. Returning from camp, about to be posted, you hear an accident happen, the fellow died. Sometimes get a job. Why that timing? And then, I can't take the mind. See, what I'm not part of those who just preach abstractly. What I'm saying is real to me. And that's why you must pray. I was praying in church office. But I do resume morning, close by evening, every day. Praying in church of office. As I sat down, I heard a loud shout noise in the spirit. Bam! Like there's a bang. What was happening? I stood up. I began to take charge of the atmosphere. Everyone my people are, they are covered in the blood of Jesus. We will not weep over anyone. I prayed that prayer when I perceived that the burden was lifted. Because when you are praying prayers of intercession, you don't stop. If the burden doesn't lift, you don't stop. Once you stop without the burden lifted, you have straightened the battle. Because the devil knows somebody is coming. They will go another route and mask it. And as the burden lifted, in less than 5 minutes, I heard a loud bang, real life. And people were screaming. I said, I was praying about this. So I ran out. People came out of the church office. And we saw just in front of us, 2 cars were driving. They were going to have head-on collision. So they maneuvered. One innocent man walking down the road was knocked down dead. I started saying what I was praying. And God reminded me, you only covered your people. And one of my spiritual daughters now said, I just passed there now. There is a law of substitution in the spirit realm. The one who is not covered will be carried. Do you understand what I'm saying? Put your hands on your head. You will not do life without covering. The way you are saying the amen, it doesn't look like the prayer is for you. You will not be exposed to the arrow of the enemy. No devil will claim your life. You will finish well. Now, put your hands down. One of the things the devil wants to use to fight this generation is untimely death. This one is a matter we are still going to talk about. It's untimely death. And that's why never believe or take any doctrinal perspective that gives you the impression that you are ready to die anytime. With long life, a will, your living has much more economic value to the kingdom than your death. Tell your neighbor, stay alive. Tell your neighbor again, stay alive. Tell your neighbor again, stay alive. Now, listen, my father went for a crusade years back in his village. One 8-year-old girl, the power of God came upon her, and the girl began to confess. And the girl said she killed her father 2 weeks before the crusade. The man, young man, just finished building his house. They were planning the housewarming on Saturday. On Friday night, he just had a headache. And he felt like, let him just drive his bike and buy paracetamol. As he drove the bike out, he drove it under a trailer and his head fell off. And one 8-year-old girl now said, I did it. Don't be so powerless that one small witch will use you to collect promotion. Are you following what I'm saying? In this kingdom, attack is the best form of defense. Don't wait till you are brought down. You will not be the sun that set at noonday. When I entered Newe, I was seeing flyers and posters of young people. Glorious Exit 34. What's glorious about that? I went to minister somewhere in Ghana, 2013. A young boy had just died, 36 years old. I got angry. They killed him over a plot of land. Let those who are responsible for the death of this young boy join him between now and the next 7 days. That was the pronouncement. Between 7 days after that word came out, 7 people died. The first one died immediately after the meeting. Now listen, one of the grace upon my life is to pronounce judgment. If there's anyone who has refused to repent in your lineage, whose vow is to make sure nobody rises, between now and the next 7 days, I pronounce judgment. I pronounce judgment. I pronounce judgment in the name of Jesus. Sit down for a moment. On the 7th day of that pronouncement, I was still there, Volta region. Sorry if you are from Ghana. And where I sat down, I didn't know that a snake had been sent to me. Well, I've been seated there. I thought what was beside my leg was a branch of tree. It was a green snake. It was just beside my leg. It lifted up the head and dried there. Dead, just by my leg. Lifted up the head and dried there. Now, listen. Let me show you a scripture. Ezekiel 37, verse 12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Before anything takes place in the physical, it happens first in the spirit. So there are people who are walking now, but they are walking corpse. As far as the spirit realm is concerned, they are buried them and eating akara. I don't know if they eat that here. Huh? They eat that here too. Garden hair gang, they share. Committee of friends, share. But the fellow is still buying Christmas clothes. If there's anyone here who is marked for death, don't hold on. Don't wait till now later said, that's why Apostle was praying that prayer. Mm-mm. That's not the way to know God has sent a prophet. Again, I insist. And usually one of the dangers of this prayer is that the one who is not praying is the one who is marked. That's why there's no burden to pray. Anyone here who is marked for death, by the power and the blood of Jesus, we erase that mark. You will not die. In the name of Jesus. See now a moment. That's my first assignment. Nobody will be wasted. Praise God. Now, second assignment. Yesterday I spoke about what do you want. And I mentioned the criteria Elijah gave Elijah. He said, if you can see me. Now listen, real sight takes time. It takes time. Let me share a story with you. One time I was listening to Bishop Oyedepo. I was, what kind of a man is talking like this? You know what Bishop said? He said, if you hear that I die now, don't cry, I'll wake up myself. What kind of statement is this? Because you don't repeat things with empty head. You have to see what they have seen. If not, have you followed somebody to a party before they open the gate for the person and say, you, where's your pass? Say, but we are confessing the same thing. The fellow knows something. So I give myself to research. Who is this man? I need to. You can hear a man's message, but you have still not seen. I said, sight takes time. It doesn't just take time, it takes intervention. Anytime your eyes is open, that's a major miracle. It's a major miracle. So I stayed awake all night, praying, searching everything I can see on YouTube about him, checking. Why can a man be talking like this? Around past 6, I was tired. Let me sleep small before I go to the office. Then as I was about to shut down, then I just saw a 45 seconds video of Bishop Oyedepo visiting the wives of one of his late friends. And as I saw that video, my eyes got open. I said, this is it. He's a man who honors covenant. Even what I'm saying, if your eyes is not open, you won't understand. Then I remembered when Archbishop Bensi Dausa died, he was the one that took up the university and paid all the staff for a while. I began to connect the dots. So. These are not empty statements. These are men who value covenant. We're in a generation where people's word don't mean anything. One of my sons called me yesterday as I entered in the ministry. Is just starting a church. And then, so they were a ministry. Some people were attending other churches before. And now some of them said God has called them to be with him. So there's been issues. But I counseled him. I said there are three kind of people that are following you. Number one, those that God called to you. Number two, those who have no respect to covenant. They are not loyal where they are and they will leave you too. And I mentioned the third one. So I said, pray, but don't force anyone. Listen to what I want to tell you now. I can go on my knees to beg you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, sir. There is something about, let me tell you something. Before Paez Gilton died, he entered a dimension of the prophetic. Was saying some things that people got offended at him. Do you know the man called Paez Gilton? That was the man that helped the Nigerian church transition from prayer movement to the word, that brought balance to our move. Cut off many excesses. He went to the campuses. Before he died, many got offended at him. The person who bought his casket before he died was Pastor He Adeboye. Listen to what I'm telling you. Nobody gets lifted just like that. Your eyes must be open to covenant. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Nobody, there must be certain practices that nobody can take from you because you have seen it. Have respect to covenant. Why? Because the dark places of this world is full of the habitation of what? Cruelty. If God has planted you here, oh boy, stay there. All these jumping up. When I saw it, I said, this is it. As busy as this man is, he makes out time to service covenant relationships, whether dead or alive. You can't cut a man like that away. So many people are benefiting from his existence. You can't cut a tree bearing fruit. What I've said, it has landed, right? To you. Your pastor. Some of you received it. I don't have to open up my mouth to say what I'm saying. Have respect to covenant. If God plants you somewhere, let your eyes be opened. Let your eyes be opened. Don't be part of the generation that cursed their fathers and abused their mothers. Don't be. I lost my mentor. Please sit down. 2017. He got sick. He had cancer. I left the entire ministry work to go and stay with him for almost 2 months. One day, because he couldn't use the toilet again, he had to be on Pampers. One day he was on Pampers and he had to defecate. So I was there to clean him up. He looked at me. He said, Pastor Femi, you are not irritated. I said, you are a blessing to me. How can I now be irritated? I'm here, sir. Then he cried. I helped him to clean up and carried the Pampers and went to dispose it. He said, kneel down, let me bless you. Have you learned loyalty to be there for anyone? Certain dimensions don't jump on runaway sons. There are people that are only committed as long as you are doing well. Once there's somebody in town who has another result, they change fathers. God has sent me to give you this key this morning. May your eyes be open. Go and check the fathers. You will notice there's something consistent about their lives. Respect to covenant. Respect to covenant. Respect to covenant. Some of you have cut off from covenant relationships. Block them off because of one argument. Some people even block their spiritual father. You can't fight such battle and win. And don't spend your life defending your ego. Can I go on my knees and beg you? Have respect to covenant. I perceive that this loophole can hinder the revival in the East. Lack of commitment. I'm sorry to say this. Except God has helped an average Igbo man, the heart is too hard for God. I saw Reverend Dr. Omar Okwai cry 3 times in 1 meeting. He cried. He said, if I was preaching what I'm preaching here in the West, they will be in front now, broken down in tears. But I know there is a new breed here. Yes. There's a new breed here. If honor can enter, respect to covenant can enter. Close this prayer that we are praying. Solid doctrinal perspective. Giant will rise. Giant will rise. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will stand strong. Sir, all this labor we labor, only God knows those that can be there when things are rough. Only God. There are people that you will pray night and day. First breakthrough. They remove your number from their phones. And that's just a test. Now, wealth is coming. Wealth is coming. But may your heart be ready for it. Amen. May your heart be prepared. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, let me take a short time to teach you what I want to teach you this morning. The anatomy of Judas. You need to understand how a Judas is made so that you will never go in that direction. Is that clear now? Now let's turn our Bibles to the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 1 from verse 16. Now, listen. If God is not sending you to start a ministry, don't start it. Listen, everyone. If God is not sending you to start a ministry, don't what? Start it. If it is God, one of the ways it will be clear that it is God is that it can pass the test of submission. Once there's so much, oh yeah, and I can't know. Nobody has to vet this. Then you can tell that's an ambition. I just sense in my spirit to say that to someone. If it is God, it will stand the test of time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now look at this. Peter speaking. Let's start from verse 15. Oh Jesus. Verse 15 now. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the numbers of the names together were about 120. Yes. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was a guide to them that took who? Jesus. Yes. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Yes. Now this man purchased the field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. Yes. And it was known to all the dwellers at Jerusalem, in so much as the field, as that the field is called in their proper tongue Akeldama. That is to say, the field of blood. Verse 20 now. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, let no man dwell in, and his bishopric let another take. Now please listen to me well. Listen to me well. Have you seen people fall? Or sometimes in a spiritual lineage, you just hear this person has rebelled, gone. These were the people motivating us. We came because we saw these people. Have you seen that before happen? And somehow in your heart, you begin to, hey God, how will I also never fall off? And that's what I want to teach you. How not to fall off. Pay keen attention. Very important attention. Listen to this teaching. Now look at this. It is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. That is, listen to what I'm saying. I don't care what the media has to say about this. There are believers that we must warn other people from following. Because when a man becomes a type, his habitation need to be desolate. There are certain criteria a believer will meet that you have to warn other believers. Don't follow him. If rain is joined to idols, let him alone. There is a level a man will take his life to that you have to. And I tell people, if you become infected, we get you treated. When you become the infection, we quarantine you.
Why is it that when somebody leave church, listen, everybody's just talking against me, blah blah.
I'm saying there are character you begin to manifest. We have to tell others, anyone we intend to last, avoid this person, so you don't learn his ways. The friend of a fool is a fool. Apostle Selman said, if you can count 5 foolish people around you, you have not counted well. There are 6. That's a strong word. What kind of life are you living that there are 5 foolish people? Listen to what I'm about to tell you now. There are, if you are a man who has the revelation about where God has planted you, if you walk with those who are not seeing what you are seeing, soon you become blind. They will not see. You are the one that will go blind, because their voice will overshadow the clarity of your heart.
Look at the way you are talking to you.
Be careful. So you want to ask, how did Judas get here?
Some people misbehave. They don't mind them. It's the church they are going. They are not teaching them well. Somebody is doing something, say, don't mind them. It's their pastor. They are not teaching them. Teach them.
Judas was pastored by the chief shepherd himself. No one can pastor better than the owner of the church. He pastored the 12. In John chapter number 6, Jesus taught them, you know, about him being the bread of life, began to say, you eat, accept my flesh and drink my blood. And the Bible said they were offended at that doctrine. And in John 6, everyone that heard him left. Everyone. And Jesus turned to the 12 and said, will you also go? He said, to whom shall we go? Who else has the word of life? Here we stand.
Now you wonder, Judas,
the God of the entire universe led you.
Did you read your Bible? How different of them were called?
Are we called Matthew? Are we called Peter? Are we called Andrew? But you will never find how we called Judas. You will never find. Now, church history helps us to understand that Judas was from the same place where Jesus came from. And he had childhood experience with Jesus more than the rest. That is, the one who had known Jesus the longest among the 12 was Judas. The one who knew him down to where he came from was who? Judas. The one who had been around before the rest came was who? Was Judas. Now, sometimes I do pray for those who had the privilege of starting ministry before every other person got there, that may you be able to keep that sacred thing committed to your hands. May your space not be vacant. May your space not be vacant. So you wonder, you look at Judas and you begin to wonder, how did he get to the point where he now took soldiers and said, when we get there, anyone you see me, kiss. That's the price. Take him. How did Judas get to that point where his heart became so cold that he could sell Jesus? How? But you know the truth? Judas didn't start from there. Let me show you something. Now, Jesus, speaking to Peter, please be seated, said to him, said, Peter, the devil has desired you that he will sift you as wheat. Say, but I prayed for you. Say, but when you are strengthened, strengthen your fellow. You know what I learned from that? Sometimes, even when we are prayed through about a person, the person is still not strengthened yet. A process of decadence has gone on. That repair will now have to start. It will take time. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, when you are strengthened, do what? Strengthen your fellows. Strengthen them. For now, you are weak. Are you for what I'm saying there? So, here it is. Prophecy had gone forth. One of his friends will betray him. No name. X. In life, we find X. Both for correct prophecies and for evil prophecies. No name. It is whoever volunteers himself to meet the criteria. So, here is one. My friend here, please come. Here is the other. Both of you come here. None of you will be a Judas. Never. Please come to my right. So, here is Peter. Here is the other one. I won't mention the name. Jesus said, I have prayed for you, so it won't be you that will do it. But how will God not be partial? So the both of them had to be subjected to the same test. What was the test? The test of offense. So in Matthew 16, Jesus speaking, say, who do men say that I am? Say, ah, you are the Messiah. This. Okay. Who do you say that I am? Peter say, okay, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Fantastic. Flesh and blood then revealed this to him. And he went on to begin to share how that he was going to suffer and die. And then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke Jesus. And Jesus looked at him and said, get behind me, Satan. Exam 1. He went to the house of Mary. Oh, she brought a very expensive perfume and poured it on Jesus. Wiped his feet with her hair. Judas came. Why are you wasting? He called it waste. Can you see the value of Jesus in his heart? How can you honor him like this? You are wasting it. Why are you wasting this? Jesus rebuked him. Say, you should have sold this and give to the poor. Say, the poor you will always have. But me, you won't always have me amongst you. The Bible said this, he said, not because he loves the poor, but because he was a thief. Did you notice that it was shortly after the rebuke? We never heard anything from him again until he got to the high priest and said, now, I'm ready to commit him to your hands. The one who doesn't heal from offense will fit the character of Judas. It is impossible for offense not to come. Offense will come. There will be days you don't understand. There will be days you are pained, you are angry, you feel like throwing the towel, you feel like bashing everybody and get out and say this and say all that. There will be offense. There will be days you forget what God said to you. There will be days you can't remember why did God start following him. Nonsense. If this is the last person to follow, I would rather go. And that's why it began to teach you, have respect to covenant. Because there are certain goalposts that offense must not make you shift. That no matter how pained I am, I have this recognition. I would rather separate myself than God heal my heart. The moment you are not healing fast, demons will use your heart as a cultural media.
they will begin to build. And you become capable of the things you don't know you are capable of. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? I am showing you one equation. Look, the Bible, look at the way Peter put in Acts 1. That scripture must be fulfilled as was written about Judas. David did not say that about Judas. He said one person. That one person could have been James, Peter, John, could have been anyone. There are evil and good prophecies. The character you take determines where you fit. You will not fit into evil prophecies. Do you understand that? He didn't heal up. What bigger name can you call a man than to call him Satan? But one of the things you see about Peter is that he recovers fast. In fact, slow recovery when it comes to offense is a sign that your spiritual battery is low. Slow recovery is a sign that your spiritual battery is low. And I have made a vow. And this vow is between me and God. Nobody will become so powerful in my life that I will walk in offense towards them. And I told the people who follow me, I said, this is the deal. I have signed a pact with God. You can hurt me 1 billion times, I will keep forgiving you 1 billion times. But time is not on your side. And as I said that, the devil came. And that same week, one of them just messaged me. Say, from today, I'd like to bow out. I take you as a father in the body of Christ. Thank you for all you have done. I replied him and said, congratulations. Come back tomorrow. I said, I changed my mind. I said, oh, you are welcome. Come tomorrow again and say, you are a fool, sir. Wow. Come back again and say, I'm sorry, sir. Okay. It's a pact. But you are losing time. The judgment of God is his long suffering. You know, this thing we are doing is a heart matter. One time I sat down on Sunday morning. One of my boys I corrected, who got offended at me. Sunday morning, I just saw my phone vibrating. What's happening? He went on Facebook and was deleting all the messages he had sent me asking questions. He was deleting them. On Sunday morning, and he was going to preach. I laugh. I said, and what I do is that I allow people manifest their innermost devils to the peak. And I'll just be waiting. When you come back, and I'll say, you saw that thing I was telling you. You see that it is inside. You know, you will manifest everything to the base. There will be no interruption. So that, because some people don't know what they are capable of if you interrupt them. That you might actually be humble because you have not tasted power. If you taste power, you can call your spiritual father your colleague. I am saying some people are capable of it. I say, Educhuku, he's my friend. We started together at Inewi. We started together. We're on campus. A young man came to me and said, I have seen the way the power of God moves through your life. Lay hands on me, I want the same. Foolish me. I went to lay hands on him. Now receive it. Now I don't just do that. It takes time. Receive it. Fell under the anointing. Went to the hostel, manifested, nothing happened. Came back again. I said, you have received it. Go back. As he stepped back, when he waved his hand, people were under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We went for a meeting together. And I went to sit at the back as the fellowship president. Just sat at the back. If I get to a place, I look for anywhere I can imagine that is the lowest. I just go there. And he just said to me, he said, how would these people let us sit at the back? Don't they know that men of God are here? I said, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. You can say heesh, but you are capable of worse. Listen. Pride has nothing to do with the devil. Pride existed before the devil existed. It was even pride. The devil himself was a victim of pride. So you can be free from the devil and still be a victim of. If the devil is this vicious, be afraid of anything that made him a victim. Be afraid of it. He was just a normal guy doing amazing stuff. Till he thought to himself that I will now ascend above the throne of the Most High. Beware of pride. 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 Check your desires. Check your motives. Why am I asking God for power? What do I want to do with it? Do I also want to feel important? Do I want to use that power to cover my low self-esteem? That I'm also a man of God. Why do you want power? It is a question you must answer. Beware of pride. Beware of pride. Like sometimes God wants to really help you. You have been praying and praying for something and he gives you. Then say, give me back. Ah. God, I didn't come this far only to sacrifice this much. This is it. Share this story. I don't like to share it, but I mean, I have no choice. A very painful story. When our ministry started, in our ministry, we do a practice called first fruit. Whether people say it's doctrinal or not, it helps us deal with greed, and we are okay with it. Every year, people come with doctrine and say, no, even me, I lead the way. My first income of the year, I sacrifice it for the kingdom. Now, besides this time, you have given me a bit. God has blessed you. We are giving our first fruit. This person is a pastor. When we're having the time, we collect the first fruit and we pray for everyone. He said, go and ask pastor, was it God who gave me this job? He said, I went to school and I studied because I'm intelligent and I got the job. He said that. I said, my God. You don't know what you are capable of until small blessing comes. Some people are capable of humanizing, but now they can't afford it. May God help you deal with your innermost wrong tendencies. Sometimes those things hide like baby lions, but a lion is still a lion. If you don't deal with them, they will tear you. They will what? Tear you. You just hide them. You are amazed by that. Just yesterday, we all are still praying together now. What has changed? God has given you just small liftings. Just small liftings. You have muted all your brothers from seeing your status. Say, because now I have a new class of people. And one of the things the devil likes is to make sure that you are stripped and you are isolated. You are stripped from every voice of correction. Did you notice that when Judas was going to betray Jesus, he communed in himself alone? If he had told Peter, Peter would have done either two things. Either to beat him to death. Peter will either say, hold on, before you go, go and look for one machete. I said, what do you say you want to do again? Or is it those James and John that say, let's call down fire? Do you understand what I'm saying? He made the decision alone in the midst of the camp. When Gehazi was going to go after Naaman, he decided alone. Be careful of those lone moment decisions. Away from the spirit of the house. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Number two, how much did Judas sell Jesus for? How much? 30 pieces of silver. Do you know those you sell for 30 pieces of silver? They are slaves. It is actually slaves that are sold for 30. In fact, not just slaves, slaves that are handicapped. That was the worth of Jesus in his eyes. And why was that the what? Hold on a minute. Why was that the what? You cannot value a man higher than the revelation of him you have caught. You cannot value a system higher than the revelation you have caught about the system. What I'm saying is that your value can't be higher than your revelation. I have my spiritual father, and I value him. Do you understand what I'm saying? When he calls myself and my wife to pray for us, we go on our knees. I don't make any major decision in ministry without calling him. I'm flying somewhere, I call him. Or I send him a message. I'm on my way to so and so place. We plan to do something. This is what we want to do, sir. And there have been times I was wrong, and one counsel from him saved my life. If you value those that God has placed over you based on material things, you will miss God. If you value them based on material things, you will what? You will miss God. Now, I've had moments of real dangers. Real dangers. And these words, these prophetic declarations, carried me on. Now, we are in a generation that have little or no regard for fathers. Little or no regard. No understanding. Many are blank. Many people just come and say, I want to follow you. I want to follow you, sir. One girl reached out, said, I want to follow you. I want God to do everything he has done to you, to me. Don't be talking like that. Be careful. Don't just ask for what is not yours. I just told the girl, first thing first, go and do 3 days dry. Come back. She ran away. What is your problem? 3 days dry. She ran away. Never chatted me up. Never this. Just disappear. I can't even remember her again. But the mouth running everywhere. People decide, I want to follow you, sir, for hype, for pictures. Oh, I was supposed to do. Then on his birthday, they post it, say, ha. He said, I'm his son. No, listen, you are not a son when you call a man your father. You are a son when he calls you son. And there are those with many fathers. Every state, there's a father. If they relocate from India, we know. They will get a father that same week in Lagos and say, thank you for your tenure in my life. I see you are a priest. I see it's a political position. Thank you for your tenure in my life over the past 4 years. Thank you for thus far you have led me. I want to appreciate you. Commitment by revelation. Say commitment. Say the commitment. Now let your yes be yes. If God has planted you in a lineage, stay there. Stay commit. You can be blessed by anyone in the Father, in the body of Christ, but you have one Father. Sometimes you are confused because of too many voices. This one tells you, sin doesn't take a man to hell. Yeah, they tell you, be careful though. Don't destroy your life with sin. You say, now I'm even confused. You are confused because where you are standing. Go so deep, you can't be confused. And we must come back to the days where we tell people in church, there are ministers never to listen to. I heard somebody say that Jesus is not the lion of the tribe of Judah. I said, what is happening? What is happening? Somebody said that the angel that said Jesus you see taking to heaven said the angels that didn't know much. How did we get here? I don't like to talk about these things. I mean, let me just stay in my lane. I boy ask, how did we start saying angels are evil along by me? Hey. Then somebody, one of my boys posted a video yesterday. A young man was saying that as he is like this, he has gained total victory over food. I said, no problem, that it's okay. You can say you are fasting, okay? You should actually master yourself. But he said, I can decide not to eat again for another 50 years. I see Jesus. said, I have gotten victory.
I said, NDLEA need to be working. Do you know NDLEA? If they are working, some of these doctrines will reduce. They need to be working. Check. All of us, pastor, before we come to the altar, what are you smoking? Are you?
And people are there saying, somebody will go and kill himself.
You just die like chicken.
Yeah, when I look at this man, that God is raising.
Oh boy, with a fast, but with a chop well. Till you get. Well, hold on. You are the one who knows your level. Whether you break with Gary or Oba, you know. You must get the balance. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Say, as I did now, I should not chop for 2 years, you will die.
And you will even, it will be unfortunate because you will decompose too fast. You have lost too many things. You will not be beneficial to the soil. Jesus did 40 days. The Bible said, afterwards, he became hungry. Senior Jesus, you want to do 2 years?
Why do we have all these confusing doctrines? Because people have developed itching ears.
Do you know what it means to have itching ears? Let me explain what it means.
Have you been in a situation where your ears was itching you? Huh? Have you seen people that can use feathers in their ears? Some will even remove biro and use the cover. Some will even remove paper.
They are here. They know themselves.
Some will put this here inside their cap. Some have it inside their bag. They can see what I'm saying.
They will just do it. When you have itching ears, you want to put anything inside. Any message, any word, any preacher. It is not hunger, it is foolishness. Hunger is there are days you are hungry for semo. That's the hunger. Your hunger, if it is not selective, it will kill you. Your hunger must select. And you must mark people whose words, doctrines, and statement is contrary to the spirit of the house. Anybody who comes to revival up and speak against prayer is in the wrong place. Why should you listen to anybody who tells you are praying too much when that is the spirit of this house? Do you understand what I'm saying? I watch you guys online. The first time I heard somebody from this place praying, the first time in my life that I heard someone from this place praying, I was in a meeting. You were in that meeting. As they held the mic to pray, I was too convinced that somebody brought a power bike inside. I said, who will bring a power bike to this meeting? And I was, yes. Ooh, I can't even do it. You know, if I try it, you will have to get me a bottle of malt. Now, the ministry God has called me to has a different signature. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the reason why God has done it so is because he's doing different things in different camps. I was too convinced that this is power bike. I said, no, that power bike. I was angry. Who will be power bike here? Until I looked back and I saw some boys stand like this. The mic. My God. But that's the signature. Many people are now praying because of revival hope. A generation is being preserved. Those who used to go to club are now praying because of revival hope in different nations. Do you know the reason why Judas didn't value Jesus? Can I tell you? One principal thing the devil succeeded in doing. Now, who among the 12 was the first to know Jesus? Judas.
But did you notice that in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus did not take Judas along? Sometimes the longest is not the best burden bearer. He couldn't take him along. He's been around for a while, but he can't bear burdens. You can't tell him, watch with me for an hour, and he will do it.
you are not a bona fide son or daughter under a man whose burden you can assist in bearing. I know your spiritual father prays for you, your pastor prays, but can you wait on God on his behalf for an hour? You know, I saw the video of, what's his name now? I saw the video of Dr. Miles Monroe. I saw his video where he said, if God placed a burden in your heart to pray for Dr. Miles and you refuse to pray for Dr. Miles, said then you hear next year that there's a plane crash and Dr. Miles is dead, you will now say, I wish I had prayed for him. But do you know that was exactly what happened? Do you know when he said that statement, there could have been 200 people in that place that would take it up from that moment. 1 hour per day for 200 days. You sit down and say it was the will of God to lose a teacher like that. Till now, is there a replacement? That gap is still void. That gap is still void. One of the reasons why we began to have many erroneous teachers was because that man who was the voice of balance left. There will be casualties unless there are intercessors. There will be casualties unless there are intercessors. Now the question is, why didn't Jesus take Peter along at the most critical time of his life? Let me teach you a secret. Because Jesus knew that Peter does not have his interest at heart. Now, why did Jesus take Judas? Jesus knew that Judas does not have what? His interest. Now, hold on a minute. A father may call many people sons and daughters, but he knows those who cares. He knows. He knows those who don't care. Jesus knew. I mean, say the same Peter, that somebody just honored Jesus and Peter said, you are wasting it. You know, something happened that taught me, Judas. Oh Lord. Something happened years back that taught me a major lesson. When our ministry started, the first time the ministry can now come together and say, let's honor this man monthly. The amount was 3,500 naira. So they sat down to a meeting and say, let's check the overall ministry income. This is this man. This is what he's doing full time. And let's see how much we can honor him with. So they decided. And I was so excited. Because as at that time, there was no cobble coming from anywhere. I had cried to God, raise me those who will help me, even as I stay with this work. And when I got home that night to pray and thank God, do you know what God said? God said, tell them, when they have labored the way you have labored, when they get to the level you are, I, the Lord, their God, will pay them that same amount. And I went, I said, whatever this means, this is what the Lord said. When you get to my level, when you labor the way I've labored, the Lord said, the same amount you have agreed to honor me with is the amount he will make sure you get. And they all went on their knees and began to cry. Why are you crying about what you decided? Now, that I never had any sense of entitlement or wanted. No. I don't touch church money. I'm not. I fear God. If I can't remember my tithes, I give over and above. I fear God. And they repented and said, we change our minds. We will do this and do that. Listen to this. There are sons that must never be in a meeting where their father is to be honored. They will water down the honor and say, we're about to waste something. Why do you want to do all that for him? Because they have no recognition. Why does he not have recognition? Because in the Mount of Transfiguration, he was not there. When Jesus took off his glorious form and Moses and Elijah, the law and the prophet, stood there. It was Peter, James, and John that saw it. Those who begin to miss encounters are those who will try to drag the house back. Now, listen, how many of you did mathematics in school? I did mathematics for a while. I wrote mathematics in JAMB.
And I think God helped me to be good at it. I taught it in tutorial centers. And I know that sometimes missing one mathematics class can make you miss everything. People forget that there is a curriculum that will produce a kind of Christians. Those who are missing those curriculums, there will be loopholes that the devil will use. Now let me show you a scripture. Ephesians 4 verse 14, Message Translation. Ephesians 4 verse 14, Message Translation. Now tell your neighbor, stop missing encounters. Stop missing divine visitations. Stop missing the move of God. Now look at this. Let's look at this together. No prolonged infancies amongst us, please. We will not tolerate babes in the woods. Small children who are an easy mark for who? Apostles. It means if the devil wants to fight a spiritual family, the only entry point is those who have failed to grow. That's the only entry point. Those who have refused to grow. Those who miss encounters. You know, there are people who say, I follow you, I follow you. You say, I follow you, you are my father, you are my father. You don't listen to him. You never hear his, you hear everyone else except your father. You will attend every other conference except his conference. Say, I didn't have transport. We used to trek. I know some of my boys through the distance I trek in Kano to attend church services. So I used to trek from this distance back to our house. This is our house. And that's the distance. They were amazed. And I trek it 3 times a week. See, when you get to the point where you can no longer make your, you can no longer inconvenience yourself for the sake of anything or for the sake of a cause you believe in, you have no part in that cause. Where a man's treasure is, there his heart will be. Those who are missing the move of God, those who miss days, and you know, these days comes without announcement. Those who are absent indiscriminately, because the revelation in their heart is not complete, they will be the ones that will sell the house out. And the devil will know, okay, what happened in Genesis 3? Who did the devil come to? Who did he went to meet? It was Eve, not Adam. Adam was the one that received the instruction firsthand. In the place of Adam communicating it to Eve, something had been distorted and the devil saw it. The devil knows when something is missing. He knows. The same man you fail to value, others have value of that man. What could be wrong? What have they seen that you have not seen? I've seen people go online and call Pastor here Adeboye spiritual boy, spiritual baby. Things that demons will hear and hide their head and say, I'm not the one. He didn't say this one by us, he said it by pride. Now I want you to lift your two hands and say it loud and clear. I will not be missing in the days of the move of God. Every service we sit under is one layer of installation again and again. May you not stand in the battlefront without complete armor. Every encounter, every prayer. Oh, we are praying stretch 6 hours this weekend. Yes, sir. There will be a difference, sir, between those who complete their curriculum and those who missed it. There will be a difference. God is not unjust. What a man sows, he will reap. There will be a difference. What has happened that eroded value and honor in your heart? What changed? That the same grace you used to pursue and try to learn, what changed? Could it be that you have missed certain visitations? Can I give you a minute to pray? I say, Lord, help my heart. What changed? Where did my value system go to? The same messages I will hear and lock the door for hours. How come now I feel bigger than the message? What changed? The same me that will lock myself with books and read. What changed? Where did that culture go to? The same me that will run into church even when I don't have transport. What changed? Why can't I trek anymore? The same me that will preach on buses, invite people to church, tell them about Christ. Why have I become so mindful of my beauty and the clothes I'm putting on? What changed? You did not start like this. This was not the way you started. What happened to your convictions? What happened to your values? What happened to what the Lord said? What happened to the honor in your heart? What ate it up? Whose voice did you begin to hear? Who began to speak to your heart? Which friend did you allow to kill your sense of value? What changed? What went wrong? What went wrong? What changed? What changed? That the same voice of authority now became like water. That you will even speak against them and not even feel anything. What changed? Where is the man God found? Where is the boy God found some 4 years ago? The one who will cry in God's presence. What happened to that heart? What changed? What changed?
Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathways of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathways of the Spirit.
There's a pathway of the Spirit.
Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day.
In Jesus' name we are praying. Now listen, long before anyone gets into outright rebellion, they first stop listening. Long before anyone gets into outright rebellion, they first stop what? Listening. The devil must make sure, because he knows what will rescue them is in that word. He will make sure it destroys the value in their heart. The moment you discover that it's no longer anything serious to you, you have begun the process of Judas. And when people cut off the same word that have set them in alignment, they also stop listening. My God. Anyone else can bless you, but you only have inheritance in your family. Anyone can bless you, but you only have inheritance in your family. And yesterday I showed you the power of impartation. There comes that moment. That one moment. One time, my spiritual father called me. God just laid in our heart to honor him. And he called me on phone and said, you can never go down in life. Now, the one that he said generally, let us say amen, is different from the one that is provoked. You can never go down in life. Ah. May you know the pathway of wisdom. May you know the pathway of wisdom. Just recently, a father called me. I was sharing with you yesterday, and he was sharing how the Archbishop Benson that was called him. And he said to me, he said, the way he called me, I have called you too. And he placed his hands on my head. Please sit down. May your eyes be opened, beloved. May your eyes be opened.
I called one of my spiritual daughters recently. And I said, come. Come on your knees. If I be a man of God, I put this on your life. This one, no devil can change it. This one is from the general prayer. You must know the pathway of provoking covenant blessings. Now, listen, let me teach you a wisdom. Whenever your father is blessing you, as you are saying amen, be praying in tongues to draw more. Never you just say amen blank. You want, do you understand what I'm saying? The reason why you are not drawing is because you don't know the value. The reason why you don't know the value is because you have been blinded towards him. The devil will make sure he blinds you towards those who carry the grace to liberate you. It is not you who is blind. It is your family altar that is trying to kill you. That thing will put enmity between you and those who can help you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes the battle you fight your prophet is not you fighting. It is your prayerlessness that cooperated with your family pattern. And that's why you are fighting. And just when that season of open door is closed, you now say, what was I even doing? You repent. But a door has been shut. I know what I'm saying, like I know my name. I keep things simple. But I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. And I perceive that my assignment here, number one, is a rescue mission, then to prepare you for what is coming. To prepare you for what is coming. To prepare you for what is coming. Nobody cuts off. Nobody becomes a nuisance in their spiritual lineage as long as they can see. And that's why Elijah told Elijah, if you see me, the same value will become nothing once you can't see anymore. A blind man can't differentiate gold from stone. May you not go blind. May you not go blind. Now, listen. Every Judas is not just blinded towards their spiritual lineage and the significance of God there. They are blinded towards their own inheritance also. Towards their own inheritance. When Jacob told Esau, he said, give me your birthright. Esau said, what is the birthright to me? My God. What made Abraham, Abraham? What made Isaac, Isaac? You said, what is it? Ah! Even demons were shocked. Ah! What is it? What is it? What? Eh? He said, what is the birthright to me? You can't value what you are not meditating on. You can't. Now, there are some prayers I want to pray for people, and I tell them, I have never had to pray this prayer for people twice. If it will work on your life, it must be that you have desired it and have cried in the secret place. If it meets you as a surprise, it won't work. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? There are blessings that must not catch you as a shock. It must meet an hunger. You have been crying, and finally it came. Your problem is that what was extended to you is what you didn't value. That's your problem. That's your problem. Do you have value for impartations? Do you value impartations? Are you aware one impartation can change your spiritual paradigm? One. Archbishop Benson Dawsa called Bishop David Oyedepo and said, report to Benin now. He went from Ilorin to Benin that same day. He from Kaduna, to Benin. And Archbishop said, you came. Said yes. So you came. Said yes. Ah! Go on your knees. And he laid hands on him. From today, I give you the grace of one time. That's it. That one is installed. One of my friends came to our house, and he just had a meeting with Bishop Oyedepo, and he mentioned the prayer that was prayed for him. I said, wait, you remember everything he said? He said, I said, you remember everything he said? He said, you remember everything he said? He said, yes. Hold on. I went to my bedroom, carried a big envelope of money. When I say big, I mean big. Envelope of money. You know, may you get to that point where money is no longer what you are pursuing. Carry the envelope. It's my friend. I placed it on his hands. I said, the same thing he said to you, say it over my head. When the sons of the prophet saw that the spirit of Elijah rest on Elisha, they still ignored Elisha till one of them died. It was the wife who now recognized and said, your servant, my husband, is dead. If I am crying to God for something and God shows me in his life, I will travel down to Enewi and I will hold his leg. There is a dimension I'm crying to God about. It shows me that you have it. Put it on my life. Grace doesn't know age. Whoever carries it leads. Value grace. In fact, it's a sign that you have failed when age is what you have to tender. Do you know my age? It's because we are graceless. And the day you recognize it, it's the day your story changed. One of my friends traveled down to our place. Very good friend. And when I say friend, I mean friend. Came to our house to see myself and my wife. There's a door we've been trying for the door to open. I mean, we have... And he brought a seed. I can't remember how much, whether $200 or $100. And he knelt down. He said, I know you guys are my friends. I want this door to open for you. I don't kneel down. He said, I want this door to open for you. So myself and my wife, John, I want to get out and pray for you. That same week, one impartation can change your life forever. But once your value towards it is reduced, you cannot honor the source it's flowing from, and you will misbehave. Demons saw Jesus and cried from afar. High priest slapped him. Who is wiser? Some of us make mistakes that demons won't make. There are men of God, demons will not even say this person is fake. But we have no sense of recognition. But look at the way that scripture ended. Act 1. It is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be dishonored. Let no man dwell therein. So there's something he didn't value. There was a bishopric. There was a mantle. Even Paul did not have the privilege of being among the 12 apostles of the Lamb. That 12 was a complete number. It was sealed. If you were there, you are there. If you are not there, you are not there. That was what Judas threw away. Until we saw Revelation 21. That the foundation of the New Jerusalem are the names of the 12 disciples of the Lamb. That was what he threw away. That was what he lost. Something of value. Because he couldn't see. What are you throwing away because of blindness? What are you losing? Do you know the value of the oil on your head? Because there's a bidding for it in the demonic realm. One of the lamentations about Saul was that Saul had died like one who was not anointed with oil. There was an oil. Samson treated it on the laps of Delilah. Reuben wasted his own with his father's wife. Where are you trading your oil? Do you know the value? Esau traded his own for one lunch. Lunch, sir. Not breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Lunch. And the Bible said he sought for it with tears. That which you are doing effortlessly now, if you throw it away, you will have to work for it. Oh, when you want to pray, you can stand and go 3 hours stretch. Don't stop praying. Because when you stop, it will be difficult to find your way back. The secret of consistency is to continue. Every day. Every day. Every day. I go to the gym 6 times a week. I plug my headphone. Go there. Oh God. I've not been to the gym for like a month now. I pity myself the day I will enter. Because once you stop, you will need effort.
are those who are missing encounters? Who are those who are missing visitations? Who are those who are forgotten? So they made you a leader. It is Bishop Rick. It's a sacred thing. Say, don't mind them. You despise it. You lose what you despise. The Bible said Esau despised his birthright. Say, what is it? What did they think they gave me? He despised it. Then he lost it. Will you pray if I ask you to pray? It looks like only one person is saying it. Will you pray when I ask you to pray? Father, even if that day comes that my flesh betrays me, let your mercy uphold me. I don't want to fall on the wayside. One of the prayers you can install ahead of your future is the prayer for mercy. Even if that day comes that in the energy of my human flesh I cannot make the right decision, let your mercy uphold me. Let your mercy uphold me. Even when I decide to sell off, when I decide in the energy of the flesh to trade away my future, don't allow me. Don't allow me. Don't allow me. Hold me in the hollows of your hands. I will not be among those that have lost their estate. I will not be among those that have traded their bishopric. Hold me. Hold me. Hold me, Lord. Hold me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now, last prayer. Be on your feet, everybody. Lift your two hands. Say, Father, will you pray these prayers? Say, Father, please never hand me over to myself. No matter how hard I try, never release me to myself. Hold me tight, Lord. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathways of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathway of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Lift your two hands, everyone. The mercy that passes understanding will speak for you. This is the word of Lord. The Bible says, not by might nor power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Even in the days of darkness, you will be divinely assisted. Father, see to it, only you can do this, that nobody here falls on the wayside. Father, see to it that they will not vanish on the way like smoke. Even in the days their decisions will betray their destiny, help them never to make that decision.
you will not wander away from the path of life.
Amen.
You will not lose your bishopric.
Amen.
Your place will not be declared vacant.
Amen.
While you are alive, God will not be looking for a replacement.
Amen.
You are anointed with fresh oil.
Amen.
You will stand the test of time.
Amen.
You will not disappear suddenly.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details: 2215005289 UBA.